This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So my senior director of Seeking Educational Excellence, our charity, our education charity, he calls me up. He says, man, I am livid. He says, our company is going to give away millions of dollars to groups like Black Lives Matter over this George Floyd thing. Millions of dollars. Lego, you guys probably heard this, Lego is going to spend $4 million they're going to give to black organizations over this stuff. Corporate America is virtue signaling like you wouldn't believe. They all want to isolate themselves from this. This despite not a black looter, rioter, whatever, there's no immunity. None at all. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's kevinjacksonshow.com. No immunity. 844-551-8255. What a shame. Charles tells me, he says, these corporations are rolling over. He says they're going to give money to, or that he tracked down a charity that the CEO of his company said, let's give money to these charities. He said he looked at one of the charities that had been around for less than a year, hadn't filed any financial disclosures. He goes, nobody would give the kind of money they're talking about giving to a charity like that. This money is going to go down a black hole. Pardon the pun. Unbelievable. And what's funny, not funny. Oh, just so you guys are aware, I shut down teapartycommunity.org. Our social media site that was going to compete with Facebook. A site that we have spent six figures over the last decade, not decade, I shouldn't say that, over the last, say, 6 to 7 years trying to promote. We were getting bombarded with porn at the end because we couldn't keep up with the tech, didn't have enough funding, and people have given $10+ million to George Floyd, scholarship funds for him, all kinds of stuff. A criminal. This is, we build shrines in this country to criminals, to rapists, to drug dealers. We build shrines to them. It's insane. Lego won't make a cop figure anymore for their Lego products. They got rid of the cops, I think the firefighters. Why the firefighters? What have they done that's racist? Oh, that's right. They have a requirement that they tend to not relax and let black people skate in. Have you guys heard this? I don't know if you heard this over the weekend. They are going to lower the scores that are needed for black kids to graduate college. Have you heard this? It's insane. This is the type of stuff. Oh, you're doing us a favor, right? Kevin, you go to college, get out. You're going to have a lesser, you're not going to have it as bad. You're going to get out. I don't care what you do. I think pretty soon a black kid just needs to go to college and show up and they'll just say, here's your grade. What grade do you want, Kev? Well, I don't know, man. I think if I show up and stuff, I should get an A, man. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, okay, you get your A. Well, surely people know the long-term effects of this, right? Wow. It's crazy. So, back to the money. We shut down teapartycommunity.org because I wasn't going to put, $2,000 a month into something that you people don't seem to care about. I'm not lecturing you. I'm not getting after you. But I'm just saying, I kept it alive on the hope that something would break, that people would see the light. They'd go, you know what? Facebook and Twitter and Google and all these companies, they're not doing anything. We're going to support the brother. I will make you a bet. If I had called that site F the Tea Party, it's a social media site for people that are woke, etc., I would have had 3 million people on there within a week, and they would have been ready to go to work and ready to donate. But here we are talking about the other side is killing us. They're not blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And do you know what? Nobody cared. In case you're wondering why we lose, I'm giving you the reason. I'm giving you the answers. So we have a corporate mentality now that says, let's coddle black workers. Let's. If you think it's bad now, I promise you, in the next decade, you have set stuff up for your kids that you would not, you wouldn't dare. You won't even believe it was possible, and you're setting them up. And all it is you don't want to get into the fight. You don't really want to. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but if you really understood where the next decade's going to go, you'd be ready. You wouldn't just be talking. You'd be ready to put your fist up and say, let's do this. It's unbelievable what's happening here. I'm going to talk about a lot of these issues, white supremacy, and a little bit more about George, and try to give you some perspective in all of this, because, look, I get it. America's hurting. I don't mean it in a... I'm not even trying to be coy. America's sick of all this stuff. I know on the conservative side, you are. You're like, man, look, we agree. Why we got to go through this? And then, you know, Candace Owens, you know, she comes out with her video talking about, you know, oh, he's a criminal, this, that, and the other, sort of bypassing, and it's a controversial statement, and it's gotten her some views on a video, but the long-range impact of that statement isn't very good, because, I mean, and I'm not criticizing her from the standpoint, because I agree with her. You can't build a shrine to a guy that's a rapist and threaten to shoot a baby in the womb. How can conservatives even look at this guy? But I can't see a guy putting his foot on his neck and thinking that's okay. I can't do that either. And there's surely within the framework of that, there's a compromise, right? But I get it. I'll talk more about that too. Oh boy, corporate America. What do you support? I'm looking at all these people that have these knee-jerk responses of, we got to help the black man. We throw some money at him. And you know what it reminds me of? Giving money to African countries. You know, Al Sharpton is going to feast right now with the National Action Network. He's shaking down. He and Jesse Jackson are shaking down corporations like you wouldn't believe right now, to give them that layer of protection. Give me some money, I keep the monkey off your back. They're feasting. While organizations like mine, who really are in it for the good, we're not in it for money. We have to fight for every nickel and every dime. It's pathetic. We got to change that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, I got to say, I've been getting a lot of calls from my white friends. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. A lot of calls from them. And one was interesting, and it's been a theme. One of them was, Kevin, what do I say to somebody that says, I get to practice white supremacy or something like that? And I said, oh, boy, that's a good one. I said, I would say to them, well, I find it interesting that if I came to you and said something along the lines of, well, hey, poor black person, you know, I bet you don't have a daddy, or I bet you're uneducated, I bet you don't have a job, I bet there's a certain way you speak, I bet you hold your crotch when you talk and you wear your pants down to your butt, and you have the intellect of a five-year-old, I bet you read at a seventh grade level, whatever, give me whatever stereotype you want about black people. I bet you hate whitey. I bet you hate learning, right? I bet you're on welfare. But you know what you're doing? Well, I said, if you were suffering from white, if you're practicing white supremacy, it's just as racist, because what they're saying to you is, oh, you had two fathers. You grew up in a really nice environment. You don't suffer any of life's problems because you're white. Yeah. So if you didn't make it, if you have not succeeded according to the standards of whoever's questioning you, then you're an idiot who didn't take advantage of their white privilege. But if you did make it, you made it because of white privilege. It would be like going up to a black guy and saying, I see you're successful, but you're just nothing but a product of affirmative action. So, affirmative action, white privilege, one and the same. In fact, if you were to take affirmative action and take it out, or, substitute them, you could apply it universally to whites. Oh, that's the reason why you're successful is because of affirmative action to the black man. The reason you're successful is because of white privilege to the white man. Right? Just substitute them. It's that simple. I said, but what it is it's equally racist. It's equally racist. And if somebody were to say to me, hey, Kevin, I mean, if I was white, Kevin, you got ahead because you're white. And I grew up the same way. I go, I got ahead because I'm white. When my daddy was in prison, my mother died, raised by my grandparents, I was poor. I got an education, did everything by the book. It's funny they always talk about this cultural shift where the black people do things by the book, they don't get ahead. I would tell you conservatives suffer the same fate. If we do things by the book, we don't get ahead. We aren't looking for fat union pensions and money for nothing and chicks for free. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. Yeah. So we suffer the same fate. You're opinionated. You say, all lives matter over black. Oh, no, you didn't. Fired. This. Shut up. You can't say anything. They want to own us. So it's funny because my friends are going, how do you fight back? I go, you fight back by saying, really? So I guess what you're going to tell me then is Oprah Winfrey doesn't have any white privilege. Jay-Z doesn't have any white privilege. How many times have you been to the White House, white man, white woman? Because Jay-Z goes all the time. Al Sharpton, all these high-level Negroes that think of themselves as like me, a free-range Negro, they're not. They're on the plantation. They just think they're free-range. But how about them? They got privilege. You think LeBron James is less privileged than you? If somebody came up to me as a white person and said, you got all that white privilege, I'd go, let me ask you this. Who has more privilege, LeBron James or me? Answer my question, Negro. Who has more privilege, Tiger Woods or me? Oprah Winfrey or me? Your surgeon, your accountant? Who's got more privilege? And by the way, what can't you do? See, that's the question you should ask black people. What can't you do? I want to know the limitations of the Negro. Because apparently, you don't have the intellect to think outside the box. What is it that you cannot accomplish? Because I want to hear you say it. I want to know what is in the brain of a black man to where he go, well, we can't do that there. We can't waltz, Kevin. Okay. See how easy that was? Tell me what it is you can't do that either this country won't let you do or genetically you can't do. Tell me. I know, folks. Kevin, I can't have that kind of a conversation with my black friends or whatever. A friend of mine was telling me, they have get-togethers and a lot of their friends. And she says, we don't talk politics. I go, I don't blame you. I don't blame you because you'll lose them. You'll lose your black friends. Yeah, especially in this highly volatile time. This time that's been, it's ugly right now. One of my buddies said it was Kenny, my producer for my films. Kenny goes, or director, I should say. Kenny goes, I was in a Lowe's. Kenny's a ginger. He's a redheaded dude. He looked like an old hillbilly. But Kenny said, I was at Lowe's, man. I asked a black woman to tell me what aisle something is. She looked up like, huh? And she goes, I don't know, and walked away. I said, you should have reported her. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to mess up. But I'm just telling you, it's a whole new world out there. So here's what I want to talk about. White supremacy. So they said, this is hysterical. 1,200 public health experts signed an open letter asserting that Black Lives Matter mass gatherings should be encouraged because white supremacy is a bigger health threat than COVID. Here's what's funny. White supremacy supposedly has been going on for quite some time. but they have never closed a restaurant over it or forced you to stay home over it. 1,200 health experts. I'm going to read this again. 1,200 public health experts. The next time you hear expert used in any sense that involves leftists, you should just turn off your ears. These experts want you to believe that the white supremacy that is supposedly so pervasive in America is so bad that we can forego the pandemic. Do you think this pandemic was real? I'm just curious. White supremacy, they say, is a lethal public health issue that predates and contributes to COVID-19, says the letter. Black people are twice as likely to be killed by police compared to white people, but the effects of racism are far more pervasive. Completely misleading claim. It said COVID-19 isn't a threat, so long as people are protesting against racism, which is the bigger threat. See, this is that selective moral outrage that leftists have. The virtue signalers, all those guys, will, they're lined up to get their grants and get some of this money that's going to black folks. And let me tell you something, folks, the money is flowing. The money is flowing to black folks. I talked about it earlier. Corporate sponsorships, it's insane. They said stay-at-home protests shouldn't be treated the same because they only oppose public health interventions but are also rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives. Folks, this is the level of crazy you probably didn't think we could get to. I know I didn't. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is making his initial court appearance on Monday. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and third-degree murder, as well as second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This as Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling for sweeping policing reforms.
This moment of national anguish is being transformed into a movement of national action as Americans from across the country peacefully protest to demand an end to injustice.
The House Speaker did not address any of the violence and looting that took place across the country, including in the Twin Cities, where more than 400 businesses were damaged, which could cost up to $500 million to repair. A memorial service is taking place in Houston for George Floyd. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those paying their respects. You're listening to USA Radio News. Reaction now coming in on Capitol Hill as Democrats are hoping to make changes to policing following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, tells Fox News some of the reforms will hurt police.
One of the things she mentioned was an elimination of the qualified immunity for police officers. And what that's going to cause is that's going to cause a flight away from serving in police duty. And what that means ultimately is you're going to ultimately, if this passes the way she described it, you're going to actually see increases in crime rates because police officers, nobody's going to want to be a police officer because you're going to have some immunity problems. Instead of the department taking the immunity, it's going to be the individual. And nobody is going to want to put their lives and their family in that kind of harm's way.
White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says America is better prepared for a second wave of coronavirus if it happens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Candace Owens came out with a video, and she talked about George Floyd and the fact that he is not a good guy. And he isn't. He's not a good guy. There's no reason for him to be dead, but he's not a good guy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So there's a, here's what a guy sent me. It says, our poster boy, George Floyd, and his connections with the former dirty cop and the nightclub owner, and the nightclub they both work at, I should say, is now very suspicious and warrants a full-blown investigation. But the cover-up to what really happened to silence George, for whatever reason, Cannon would be set the deep state and their communist cronies and Antifa further down the road to outright anarchy and murder. 8 minutes with a knee on Floyd's neck over a $20 counterfeit note, handcuffed on his stomach, not resisting, is not your typical law enforcement method being played out as a racist event now, but is that of an orchestrated hit job under the guise of restraining a black man on drugs and resisting. And for some very odd reason, a cop that figured out he could get away with his actions, knowing that he would be overshadowed, it would be overshadowed in the black community as a race event, or I guess that's what he's trying to say. Whatever it was that George knew about the dirty cop, a fellow nightclub security colleague, has further movie drama in the aftermath of America's Ashes. Guy's not a very good writer, but you're getting the point. I don't think the dirty cop figured he would get a second-degree murder charge, since many cops have been acquitted, especially if they are dirty. They have dirty judges and prosecutors. The worst he likely figured was firing, followed by manslaughter. But enough he was willing to accept in order to maybe avoid a life sentence for his possible connections and cover-up for the nightclub owner and her aiding and abetting of terrorism and human trafficking. He says the club owner is Jordanian. Maya Santamaria has ties to a terrorist organization known by the feds, Comey, but nothing was done to pull her green card. And she also follows John Brennan. Anyway, one of these conspiracy theories, I don't know. But here's what I do know. I know that they don't want you to talk about George's criminal behavior. The fact that he held a pistol to the belly of a pregnant woman while his buddies robbed the place. It was a black chick. I know. Kevin, why are you talking about black-on-black crime? And then I also know that, well, I shouldn't say I know, but I heard that George and a group of his buddies raped, that what they call gang raped, a white woman. Not that it matters their color, but I'm just saying, you know, there was going to be some outrage. There should be some over the fact that he gang raped a woman. And the outrage would be, he's picking on this poor white chick. There's a lot of outrages. And, of course, the one we're focused on is George dying at the hands of the cop. But it got me to thinking about a story about one of my relatives who's a criminal. And I'll tell you this. I don't believe that all these church going George, and he was good to the kids and all this other stuff. And, you know, 5 years for, you know, he served in prison, and then, you know, all the things that he did, and he supposedly came out and he's a better person. I'm not saying he's not redeemable. Let's face it, God says we're all redeemable, so maybe George was. But I'll put it to you this way. I bet you there were a lot of people that were like, I'm glad George was killed. Oh, I know. It isn't the narrative. And I'm going to tell you right now, seeing what I saw on TV and, you know, what's played out with this, I still say it shouldn't have happened. But I know what people are saying when they're like, I don't really care. There's a reason why the media doesn't want you to understand all there is to know about George, and why they overlook it. Like, well, that still don't matter that he should have been killed. I agree to a point, but I'll tell you a couple stories. So, I have an uncle, and he is I love him to death, but he is his whole life he's a criminal. He's old now, and he can barely move. And anyway, love him to death. Dude would give you the shirt off his back. But I'm going to tell you, he was a criminal. This guy fought dogs. This guy had dope. This guy ran women. That's what we call a pimp. He wasn't a total pimp. He was a chili pimp. But he, in the vernacular, we call it running women. He ran women. All right? He has shot people. He's been in fights. He has ripped off people. There's not much he hasn't done. Short of murder, there's not much he hasn't done. So we were talking one time because I was in military school, and he had gotten sent back to the pen. That's the penitentiary for you white folks. So my grandmother, I'm talking to her, and she's like, yeah, you know, Rob is back in the pen. And I was like, what? He hadn't been out long enough. So anyway, he called me up, and he's like, hey, and he likes to giggle. My uncle will giggle a lot. Hey, how you doing, nephew? How you doing? I said, man, I'm doing fine. What in the world are you doing in the penitentiary again? He goes, oh, man. He said, I was with my girl, and we were crossing from Texas into Shreveport. And he said, and I can't remember whether she was driving or he was driving. But I know this, they had a pistol in the car, and he technically shouldn't be around a pistol at all, and I don't think it was registered, but it was hers. So he says, and I'm just trying to remember the story. So he says, yeah, man, he goes, man, so I crossed the state line, and then, you know, they flipped they put the sirens on, and he says they pull us over, and the cop, you know, because I got a record, he's going to search the car or whatever. So he says, they search the car, they find the pistol. It's her pistol. He goes, but I didn't want her to catch a case because, you know, I'm not a chump like that. I'm not going to let, even though it's hers and she would have been the one in trouble, he said, no, it's mine. And he knew what it would do. And so I'm going, man, you caught a case over this girl? Because I knew who she was. I was like, I can't believe you did that. He's like, yeah, man, I couldn't let her catch a case. So I ask him, I go, why'd you do it? He goes, well, man, and he's chuckling at me, you know, on the phone. He's like, oh, nephew. He goes, well, man, I've done so much wrong. You know, it was like, okay, I'll go and catch this one. Now, that's what he said. What he's saying is, you know what? If I had to take the bullet, so to speak, I'm not going to let her take the bullet because I'd gotten away with a lot of stuff. I mean, as many times as he got caught, trust me, he got away with a lot. He made a living with criminality. Now, I'll tell you another story. So, we hadn't seen my cousin in ages. He's I have an uncle who's a command sergeant major in the Army. Very squared away dude. And he was a hell to live with. He didn't want to be his wife. But as a military guy, man, he was top notch. So anyway, he had a son that was his namesake, Junior. And we hadn't seen him in forever. And I looked up to him because he was a little younger than my mother. But he was like, you know, like it was like a big brother coming home. So when they said he was going to come by and see us, me and my brother were excited because we lived out in the country. And here we got the city dude. So here's my cousin. I'm going to tell you, his name is Burrow. So I see Burrow, and he's with this other cool cat, man, and they got two hot little girls, you know, hot women with them. And we were like, I'm excited because it was like Elvis was in the house, right? And he was all cool and, hey, yeah, little man, hey, little man, you know, and all this stuff. So we're excited. Me and my brother are talking to him, and, I mean, they got on the slickest stuff. And, as I said, got these two cute girls with him. So they stayed with a couple of days, stayed in the vicinity. I think they stayed with my uncle, but they stayed a couple of days. And my grandfather, who was very, who loved his gun collection, he goes, he'd show everybody his gun collection. Come in, let me show you something. He's showing his gun collection. So we go to, you know, they were asking probing questions. In retrospect, we get it, but we didn't get, my brother was the only one who went, something was up. And he said it. He goes, man, they were kind of sneaky. And I was like, what you talking about, man? It was, you know, they just city dudes. Well, long story short, when we were all away from the house, my cousin and his little, you know, Negro friend, Chickenhead, came and they stole my grandfather's entire gun collection. And the reason why it was interesting is because all the my gun was gone. I was like, where's my gun? Because in the country, you know where your rifle is. And my brother's rifle had been moved. It was sitting in my room. That was my trigger to look. And I looked at, in retrospect, let me tell you why he didn't take my brother's rifle. My brother had carved an indelible, or written in indelible ink, his address on there. So they didn't want to deal with it. Anyway, he takes all of our guns, steals every one of my grandfather's guns, and he goes and hawks them. We got two of them back. So, fast forward. About a month later, Bro Jr. is found dead on the street in San Antonio, on East Houston Street, and we get a call that he's been killed, and he's leaning out of the car. Somebody shot him, and he's leaning out of the car on East Houston Street, and one of our cousins saw him, because that was a main artery. And let me tell you what the reaction was in our family. So, nobody cared, because he was a scoundrel. And had he been a good guy, we would have cared. So I tell you these stories because I'm going to tell you, George Floyd isn't even liked universally with his own family and with his friends. But we're supposed to care, right? And there's more to this story, too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I was telling a story about my uncle, and who I loved to death. I mean, he was a criminal, and wouldn't want to be married to him, because he was a woman abuser and a host of other things, but he was the salt. The dude would give you the shirt off his back. So it was good and there was bad, right? And then I had my cousin Burl, who ripped us off. Just a total snake in the grass, not a redeeming quality in his body. And he stole all of our guns, and then he was found dead. We didn't kill him, by the way. I'm not implying that we got justice. But let me tell you, there were many people in the family who wanted to. So, you know, here's the point I was going to make about George Floyd. And this is a common theme. I took one of my researchers and I said, hey, will you find out all the black folks killed by cop just in a controversial thing since, and he was like, I can go back to 1999. He could have gone back farther, but he went to 1999. And there was a pretty good year for ones that were popular, that exploded. It was 2014. And what's funny is that was a year that Obama wanted to make some hay, so they wanted to create a race war. That was it. Go back. You'll see it. We're going to write about it, so you'll find it there. So, but all throughout the years, there's a certain number of blacks that are killed by cops, some more controversial than others. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be an interesting thing when we bring it to you, because almost universally, it's resisting arrest. There's an occasional one that's really a wrongful death. Almost universally, there's a payout. Even if it's not like in the case of where the cop is exonerated, there's still a payout. Cities will pay $1.5 million to $10 million. I call it the unarmed man by cop lotto. We were talking about with my comedy troupe, we were talking about having these black interventions, where the family would have an intervention with an incorrigible in their family, like a Burrow Jr., and say, hey, look, we're going to give you this gift. You know, everybody comes and says, Burrow, you done ruined a lot of lives, boy. You know, and everybody, but we love you. We want you to get the help. You know, and then grandma's talking to cousins. Everybody's crying. And at the end of it, we say to them, now, Burrow, if you don't accept this, you know, we hope you accept this gift, but if you don't, we're going to cut you off. And he doesn't accept it, walks out. And then we all get together and say, okay, he's in the black man lotto. In other words, we're going to call the cops and get him killed so we can get paid. Now, we're joking about this, but I'm telling you, the reason why it came up is because we were reviewing all the people who get paid when a cop shoots you. If you just get killed by an ordinary Negro, there's no payday. But if you get killed by a cop, you get some money. So there's that. Then we ask this simple question. How many cops are killed in a given year in confrontation with a perp? You know, we talk about, oh, black cops out here hunting black men. Yeah, really? Or are black men out there hunting cops? Because you know what? A lot of cops get killed every year, and they get killed at the hands of other criminals. Is anybody crying for them? And we really brought up some interesting queries that I can't wait for you guys to take a look at. So anyway, that's what we were studying. And asking ourselves, and it was funny because I say in practically every black family, there is a Burrow Jr., there's somebody that you would say, you know what, let's hit the cop lotto with this dude because we're sick of him. We all got somebody. Anyway, it made us take pause. It made us look at all the stats. And, you know, Candace Owens gave her thing, which, by the way, was really kind of a ripoff of Larry Elder, because Larry Elder's been saying this for decades. Larry's given statistics on cop killings back when Ferguson was coming along, before Candace ever made her transformation into conservatism. The old schools, the OGs, the original gangsters of conservatism, guys like Larry and Herman Cain and others, have been preaching this stuff. Preaching the lying in the statistics and the disingenuous nature of the facts that the left likes to spew. Anyway, part of my discussion as well was, and you're gonna get a kick out of this. So George Floyd's GoFundMe is into the tens of millions, it's over $10 million now, well over $10 million. But here's one that'll get you, and I'm going to come back to that list of people. There is a college that is giving a scholarship out in the name of George Floyd. One of the things I found most interesting as we were gathering this data, aside from the fact that it was people with very bad records, you know, in other words, they got killed, but like my uncle who got popped and went to prison, and he said, yeah, you know, I got away with a lot, so I went ahead and took this one. There's a lot of people that have gotten away with a lot before they ever encounter that cop, that one that kills them. They've had a lot of bad encounters with law enforcement, and they managed to survive until they finally met their match. I'm not telling you any of them deserve to die necessarily. I have my suspicions. I'll give you an example. Michael Brown Jr., I would have shot him. Philando Castile, he was told multiple times, do not reach in your pocket. He said, I got a pistol in my pocket. The cop goes, do not reach in your, I got a pistol in my pocket. And he's reaching in his pocket. And the cop is going, how many times do you want me to tell you? So he gets shot. The cop is telling him, are you deaf? Nope, I hear you, but I'm going to keep reaching. And almost universally, they were disobeying direct commands to don't do that. Now, I know it's easy to sit back and backseat drive and go, hey, you know, he still shouldn't have killed them, you know. There were many people, there was a couple of people that got killed because they had fake guns, and they were told them, drop the gun. It's a BB gun. Drop the gun. They spin with the gun. Pow, 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 pow. It isn't good, but BB gun, cops don't know. And I love the idea that they're hunting. You know, every time a cop is called into a black neighbor, do you think it's white preppies, you know, out there going prank calling? Hey, listen, there's some Negroes out here dealing drugs on the corner. Will you send over some 5-0, please? And then they laugh as the cops roll in. Or do you think that it's black folks going, hey, there's some suspicious people in our neighborhood. Will you come and send the police? I don't think I've ever heard of an incident where the cop, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because I will tell you this, a Dallas cop told me one time the drug dealers were killing cops in Dallas, and they were targeting them, and the cops decided that game was over, and they started targeting drug dealers. And this is a friend of mine on the force. He says, I'm not going to tell you the details, but I'll tell you this. They quit shooting at us. And I said, I don't blame you. If you're telling me you went out and killed people that were bad people that were willing to shoot you, I don't care. Because if you're willing to kill a cop, it means you don't care about me. It's the same thing I tell people, the bigger message about this whole George Floyd thing. You want to know the bigger message? I've said it before, but I'll tell you again. The bigger message of George Floyd is this. That's low level Negro killing, okay? I want you to understand the Democrats who run the state of Minnesota, by the way, who run most of the states where these killings occur, who run the big cities where most of these types of killings have occurred. These killings are not occurring in little town America. They're occurring in big cities. Democrats run them. Democrats over the police force, the citizens review boards, etc. So they're over all of it. But let me tell you what else Democrats will do. Democrats are so bold. They won't just go after the low-level Negro. They will go after the high-level white guy. And that is what Barack Obama did. In what was a turnabout, Barack Obama set his heights really high. Instead of focusing on helping people like George Floyd and fixing these problems at the city level and at the state level, he went high. He says, I'm going to leave that alone because I'm going to go hunting for me a white boy. A rich, white, Republican white boy. And let me tell you, the Democrats almost succeeded in getting Donald Trump. Now, if you're afraid of what's happening to George Floyd and you're not afraid of what's happening to Donald Trump, you got your priorities mixed up. And if we are not selling that to the black people here, shame on us. Shame on us for not making the correlation between that's low-level hunting of Negroes. What do you think is going to be at the highest level? What level of ice of insulation do you need in order for Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler to leave you alone? Well, let me tell you, I'm going to answer for you. There is no limit to what they would do. If Donald Trump was, if he was Barack Obama and this whole apparatus went after him, he would be toast. He would be toast. And you'd see a completely different reaction to it. Anyway, there's so many nuances to talk about on this subject. It's fascinating to me on so many levels. We'll come out with some videos and stuff, but for now, I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.